This is Bigger Pockets Daily, expert advice for real estate investors. If you like what you hear, check out biggerpockets.com. I think you'll find a warm, welcoming community, a wealth of data to help you make the best decisions, and calculators to help you analyze deals. We make the blog articles available on this show so you can absorb the information while you're organizing the garage or remodeling your bathroom on this Saturday. Okay, almost time for the show. We'll get right into it after this quick break.
This show is sponsored by Airbnb. Did you know that a long time ago, before I ever started my real estate business, I turned one of my first primary residences into an Airbnb? And that's the extra income that I needed from Airbnb that gave me the confidence to go out and work for myself and eventually quit my 9-to-5 job. And now I have dozens of Airbnbs all over the country. I've even partnered up with the old David Green on a recent property in Scottsdale to take our portfolio to the next level. And of course, we host it on Airbnb. But you don't need to be a full-time real estate investor to start on Airbnb. As a matter of fact, I was self-managing 10 properties while working my 9-to-5 job, so I know anybody can do it. Think about it this way. You're looking for extra income and going on a vacation. Wouldn't it be great to rent out your space and let your property pay for itself while you're gone? I did this one time. I pitched my wife and my roommate, because we were house hacking, on the idea of renting out our home, and it paid for all of our expenses on a trip to Mexico City. So go and give it a try. It might just change your life, just like it did mine. And I really do mean that. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. You're trying to close on your next rental, so why is your insurance company dragging its feet? With long lead times and never-ending paper forms, it's no wonder it takes forever to finally get a policy. Modern investors deserve better. They deserve Steadily.com. At Steadily.com, you'll get fast, affordable landlord insurance available online 24/7 in just a few clicks. You can even get next-day coverage, which takes just minutes, by the way, to obtain. And you can do it all from your phone. Steadily was founded by landlords who created insurance products tailored to the unique needs of this industry. It's their sole focus, and that's why landlords nationwide consistently rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars. So whether you've got a single family, short-term, or multifamily portfolio, Steadily.com can secure the best coverage at the best price to protect your properties. Discover how Steadily can save you both time and money on your rental property insurance. Visit Steadily.com for a commitment-free quote tailored to your needs today.
Meet RentApp, the seamless, secure, free way to collect rent. Built by a team of fintech veterans behind Square and Cash App, RentApp uses ACH bank transfers to deposit funds directly into your account. You don't even need to download anything. RentApp setup is straightforward for renters, and there are no apps for landlords to download. Both get peace of mind with a digital transaction history. That means no more lost checks, managing a dozen different payment apps, or even wondering whether payment was sent. Landlords say RentApp is the most convenient way to collect rent, and we think you'll agree. RentApp, the free and easy way to collect rent. Learn more at rent.app/landlord. That's rent.app/landlord. Short-term rental regulations keep getting stricter. Here are three ways you can navigate them this year. By Jasmine Brown. Drawing from my background in regulatory compliance for global financial institutions, I have developed an appreciation for the intent of regulations that strive to safeguard public interests. Regulations are not limited to finance. As you may be aware, short-term rental or STR laws are a hot topic. As cities aim to refine STR laws to suit their unique community needs, the landscape and laws continue to evolve. Today, I'll share my experiences and offer actionable advice for navigating these changing regulatory environments. Number one, maintain flexibility in your income strategy. STR laws are not just set at the city level, but also by homeowners associations, or HOAs. This was a key lesson from my early foray into STRs. My first STR was in an HOA community. I was all set up and thriving. And then the HOA unexpectedly updated their rules prohibiting leases of less than 12 months. So this led me to adapt quickly, transitioning my STR into a long-term rental that was still profitable. This shift highlighted for me the critical need for flexibility in real estate strategies. So when analyzing deals, it's important to consider properties that can adapt to both STR and long-term rental models. While finding a property that can profitably function as both an STR and long-term rental isn't always feasible, it's at least essential to assess your willingness to take on certain levels of risk. In my experience, I lean toward STRs located outside of HOA communities to avoid the risk associated with potential bylaw changes. Number two, educating homeowners, the key to harmonious STR hosting and equitable lawmaking. Homeowners' concerns about STRs are not limited to immediate issues like noise and parking disturbances. There's also a growing concern regarding the impact of STRs on the broader community, such as potentially increasing rental rates and reducing housing availability for locals. These concerns, whether widespread or localized, do deserve serious attention and dialogue. Effective management of these issues requires STR hosts to engage proactively and thoughtfully with their communities. Open communication with neighbors is crucial, not just to address immediate nuisances, but also to participate in discussions about the economic and social implications of STRs. Working with homeowners and the community, STR hosts can help develop balanced and fair STR regulations. And the third thing, strategically adapting your STR portfolio to the new laws. Enforcement of STR laws has been known to vary significantly by city, for sure. This variability puts the onus on the STR owner just to decide how to choose to operate with new information and regulations. Adhering to new laws as soon as they are enacted is often considered the safest, most responsible approach for any business to ensure compliance and, of course, minimize legal and financial risks. That being said, though, when faced with new laws, you really have two primary options: adapt immediately to the changes, or take kind of a wait-and-see approach if you anticipate further amendments. One example of the latter is if new laws come out and you think your city will add a grandfather clause in the next iteration. So deciding whether to comply immediately or to observe for potential evolution in the laws involves assessing both risks and potential benefits. So your decision should align with your risk tolerance, your values, and the unique circumstances of your properties. Some final thoughts. Successful STR management hinges on adaptability and, of course, informed decision-making. Staying current with evolving regulations and assessing how they impact your strategy is very important. By balancing compliance with strategic flexibility, STR owners can navigate the complexities of the market while maintaining profitable, responsible operations. Thanks for checking out this episode of Bigger Pockets Daily. Have you checked out the latest new podcast from Bigger Pockets? It's pretty awesome. Level up your real estate investing with a weekly dose of entertaining takes and expert analysis on the trends, data, and headlines shifting today's economy. All happening on the Bigger Pockets podcast, On the Market, hosted by Dave Meyer and a panel of experts. Start investing with confidence. Stay here on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts and navigate to On the Market. Or you can find the show by visiting biggerpockets.com/podcasts. But hey, don't leave me here all alone. Please, I'll meet you back here tomorrow. Adios.